You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
I've got a friend in the kitchen who helps me a lot when I'm blue. Oh, she sweeps and cooks, not much on looks, but she's got the right point of view. I go to the kitchen when everything's wrong. I like her advice, so I'll pass it along. Just get yourself a broom and sweep, sweep your troubles away, away. Just laugh at Mr. Gloom and keep her going all day and say. You'll make mistakes, but you don't have to stop. That is why pencils have rubbers on top. So get yourself a broom and sweep, sweep your troubles away. Stop weeping, keep sweeping. Get yourself a broom and sweep, sweep your troubles away. Get yourself a broom and sweep, sweep your troubles away. Away. Just sing a little tune and work will turn into play. And say, don't you get worried if business is slow. The first 100 years are the hardest, you know. So get yourself a broom and sweep, sweep your troubles away. Stop weeping, keep sweeping. Get yourself a broom and sweep, sweep your troubles away. Your little wife may desert you, but that shouldn't leave you perplexed. For you know they are just like a car. You will soon be catching the next. And don't you get worried if trouble begins. You lose your position and wifey has twins. But get yourself a broom and sweep, sweep your troubles away. Away. Just laugh at Mr. Gloom and keep a-going all day. And say, drink and be merry, leave trouble behind. Buy a tin cup, it's a sin you'll go blind. So get yourself a broom and sweep, sweep your troubles away. Stop weeping, keep sweeping. Get yourself a broom and sweep, sweep your troubles away. Go to college, you know how you work. Then you get $10 a week as a clerk. So get yourself a broom and sweep, sweep your troubles away. Stop weeping, keep sweeping. Get yourself a broom and sweep, sweep your troubles away. Away.
Daylight, put out the lamplight, Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin'. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Oh, yes, it's radiola this week, just barely. In fact, it's slight radiola, and I call this edition Slight Housekeeping because it's had to be very slight lately. But, yes, I'm Andy Sr., and I'm pushing a new broom or even an old broom occasionally, but not often enough to count. We began with Frank Crummett, and that's good advice, and there's some references to even today's stuff about going to college and getting a good job, a real good job after college. Get yourself a broom and sweep your troubles away. 1924, somewhat on the late side for 24, yes. And Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, Broadway Rhythm. Oh yes, and we're dancing around a lot of things here. 1935, and yes, the Guy Lombardo Orchestra is going to be at the Rome Capitol Theater September 11th. Of this year at 6 p.m. And if you want to come in early, you will hear you'll hear me playing the organ, according to what I've been allowed to do. And I also will be introducing the band, and then I'll get out of the way and shut up, as I should on many occasions. Willard Rowison with our theme, "Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up." Of course, what else would you expect to hear? If I start playing something else, I'm sure I might get a round of applause, but probably get some complaints, too. We proceed now with a band that tried to imitate Guy Lombardo. In fact, you will hear how they do it later on in the show. But here they're playing hot, and they've got Harry Reeser playing some nice banjo on this. Great trumpet work, too. I'm not sure quite who it is. Maybe is it Harry Goldfield, one of those guys? Maybe a little early for that. But in 1926, you had Jan Garber and his orchestra stepping around. Thank you.
about in stories, and we'll call it yours and mine. Where the flowers extend their greetings, where the bluebirds hold their meetings, we'll call it yours and mine. When the sun gets up, then we'll get up, and I'll help you cook. And when you sit down, then I'll sit down in our breakfast nook. Then between your chair and my chair, maybe there will be a high chair, and we'll call it yours and mine.
The Tuxedo Orchestra, which was Harry Reeser, Irving Kaufman on the vocal, and that's Harry Reeser. Yeah, well, he's all over the place, and just as Irving was everywhere. Sevilla, nice one step, and sometimes you need a one step if you're stepping around, and we've been stepping around. you know, it's not once and once we'll get it all straightened out, it'll be fine, but we're still in upheaval here, so. The upheaval is almost over. Pretty soon we'll be just down to or being overwhelmed with what we have to do. Before that, the Southerners, which was Victor Studio Group, New York musicians, Frank Luther. Nice tune from 1930, Yours and Mine. Indeed, that's what we want to do, is get back into, we want to get beyond slight housekeeping into light housekeeping and maybe into, you know, some industrial strength housekeeping. Before that, Jan Garber, Stepping Around, 1926. This is Radiol, and I'm Andy Senior, and I do believe in neatness. It's a concept. It's a good theory, isn't it? This is Radiola, and I think it's a pretty neat show, however slightly. Gene Austin, and don't track this in, by the way, love this tune. Bing sang it with Paul Whiteman, but here Gene sings the whole thing, and it's, I love this version. Nice accompaniment. I believe the accompanist on piano is Peter DeRose, on the composer, on Muddy Water from 1927.
Dixie moonlight, Swanee shore, heading homebound just once more to my Mississippi Delta, home, 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 home. Southland has a garden spot, and though you believe or not, I hear those breezes whispering, come on back to me. Muddy water round my feet, muddy water in the street, just God's own shelter down on the Delta. Muddy water shoes, rocking to those low-down blues. They live in peace and happiness there, I declare. I've been away a year today to wander and roam. I don't care, it's muddy there, but still it's my home, sweet home. I've got my toes and Dixie way, round that Delta let me lay. My heart cries out for muddy water, muddy water all around my feet, muddy water up and down the street. Muddy water in my shoes, rocking to those low down I've been away a year today to wander and roam. I don't care, it's muddy there, but still it's my little old home. I've got my toes and Dixie way, round that Delta let this old boy lay. My heart rise up for muddy water.
Bill, I feel immense, I've got confidence.
And when you've got confidence, you must feel immense.
Not a bit in doubt what it's all about.
Now if I mention someone's name,
you're going to hear me shout, it's in the bag. My baby loves me now.
It's in the bag. That means you're sure and how.
One time she had me worried that there was someone else.
Now you don't fear, the coast is clear.
Yeah. It's in the bag. Her mama said okay.
And did her pa say, don't let it drag. I'll bet you feel satisfied.
And you won't hear me brag till I hear the parson say, it's in the bag.
Say you must be bright.
Well, I'm not a fool.
Where'd you get your wisdom from?
I got it all in school.
Ah, you're in love with she?
And she's in love with me.
Well, do you love each other?
Why, it's plain as ABC, it's in the bag. She's got 100,000.
It's in the bag. How can I use some now?
Well, I'm not the kind that's selfish.
After you are wed, will you get half?
Don't make me laugh. It's in the bag.
You'll buy a bungalow
that I will pay for
with all her dough.
Mm-hmm. And maybe in a year or so,
the stork will write a tag.
Here's a package, he will say, it's in the bag.
Now take a politician, he'll tell you with a grin, I know who'll win, I'll let you win. We know who'll be elected, and we don't mean to brag.
A Republican or Democrat. Yeah. It's in the bag.
Johnny Johnson and the Statler Pennsylvanians and the usual trio, but this is one of my favorite all-time sides of theirs, and I've loved this thing since I was a young lad. 1927, Wee. Oh, yeah. Is that hot or what? And that's a good copy of that. I think mine is a little more played, the one I had previously. And that's a nice copy and transfer of that, so that's one for the archives. Before that, the Happiness Boys, it's in the bag. Oh, yes, everything's in the bag, all our groceries and everything. We haven't found them, can't put them on shelves yet. That's true. It's in the bag, 1927. And Gene Austin, Muddy Water, 1927 as well. And occasionally that comes out of our taps, and that's, you just have to live with it. That's, what can you do? It's a fact of life. There are many facts of life that people will have to live with. And sometimes your water doesn't, it's got a little more protein in it than you want. What can you do? Indeed, have to make it, fit it into your balanced diet. This is Radiola, and this is a balanced diet, or maybe it's an unbalanced diet. I'm not sure which. I'm Andy Senior, and once you decide whether I'm balanced or unbalanced, then you'll know exactly where I'm coming from. Here's a nice acoustic side, and Charles Dornberger wasn't, I never thought of him as being particularly a jazz musician or with a jazz band, but his group here is playing very nicely indeed. 1923, Oh Sister, Ain't That Hot.
Thank you.
The original Indiana Five, Tom Morton leading it. Harry Ford was the perennial pianist in there, and a bunch of great people. They also appeared in a small film, a Vitaphone short, which will be played this weekend, which is the, this weekend indeed, the 12th, 13th, 14th, at the Rome Capitol Theater. They have Capitol Fest, and they are accompanying Grace Johnston. And I didn't have any more Grace Johnston to deploy, so I had the original Indiana Five, and there they are playing Pensacola, which is, somewhat exotic if you're from around here. It's certainly warmer there. That was from 1926, originally on a harmony, but that's from the Frog CD. Before that, the New Orleans Jazz Band, and that was Sidney Irwin's group. Copenhagen, that's the second take of that, from 1924. And that's off the Jazz Oracle CD. And off the Victor Shellac disc, Charles Dornberger and his orchestra. Oh, Sister, Ain't That Hot. And it was pretty hot, I have to say. It was a little warmer than Charlie normally manages, but did pretty well there. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm feeling a little hot under the collar these days, but I trust that will cool down in time when this is Radiola. And we're as hot as we want to be, but we're not as hot as this, because this is really hot. We're talking pretty warm, if it's equatorial even. Esther Walker in 1919, bewailing the nation going dry, and I do mean dry, like Sahara dry, and now we're dry like you.
Thank you. Listen, oh listen, say listen to me. I can't stop dreaming somehow about a baby, a little baby, as sweet as can be. I can't live without her. Let me tell you all about her. If you see eyes blue as the skies and they tantalize you, that's my baby. When your nerves thrill, heart can't keep still. You're looking at my baby. When she steps out, there's not a doubt. She's some classy baby, there's no maybe. When she stops teasing, better go slow. There's a good reason I ought to know. Hard to get, you bet, for that's my baby. Over and over, all over I'll say, she's on my mind all the time. I'm always dreaming and scheming to plan for the day. My baby keeps me guessing, it's no wonder I'm confessing. She has sweet lips like honey drip, and they thrill me to my fingertips. My baby, she isn't rough, she's just sweet stuff. Can't get enough of that baby. When she steps out, there's not a doubt. She's some classy baby, there's no maybe. I am her sheep, she is my pet. Kissed me last week, and I feel it yet. Dynamite, you're right, 'cause that's my baby.
let you get away.
Nora Bays, and with Art Hickman in 1920, I Could Have Had You, But I Let You Get By. And she's pulling all the stops there. Nora could do that in her day. Nora was no slouch in that department, and very well done indeed. And Art Hickman also, that was a nice pairing on Columbia. Before that, a Victor 78 by Lou Holtz, the comedian. I guess there was another Lou Holtz, but I don't really know who he is because I never really got into that. But this is Lou Holtz, and sounding considerably more Jolson-esque than one would. Well, maybe he was trying to do that, but he was good. He had his own style. That's My Baby, 1923, beginning with Esther Walker, very very great singer of Sahara. 1919, and she knew it was going to be a long stretch before somebody could get a beer, or at least a good beer. And I'm still looking for my beer. I don't think I've gotten a good one lately. Maybe I have, but that's a matter of opinion, indeed. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm a connoisseur, and some people say I'm kind of a sewer, but that's just a matter of pronunciation. And this is Radiola, and we collect everything. We're the basin of good taste in music here, and it's all in there, and can slosh around in there a while. This is not music what we have here. This is something I thought was very interesting. I happened to pick up this record recently. This record is notable chiefly for the fact that the label has a huge... The Victor people had to knock themselves out to get a huge font for this. And that was always the thing, because I'd only seen the label, but I never heard this. Then immediately after I played this, I realized that these guys had done a Vitaphone short, and a lot of this material is on that. However, if you happen to get one of those sets from Warner Brothers, and you can, and I recommend that you do, because there's certainly nothing else you want to watch on a screen, but it's great stuff. But there, I think with the varieties, the vaudeville type stuff, and I'm not even sure what that set is called, because I'll have to go and find that set. But yes, Harry Janz and Harold Whalen do this, a lot of this stuff on that short. But I like these records from 1927. Here they are, and I'm not going to try to replicate the font size because I'll blow up my microphone. But well. And I'm feeling well. How about you?
Well, how are you?
Fine, Harry. How are you?
Glad to see you, Harold.
I'm glad to see you.
How are you?
Great.
You look fine.
Do I look good?
Oh, you look great.
You look good yourself.
Well, I feel pretty good.
You should feel pretty good. You look wonderful.
I feel all right.
I'm glad to hear it.
And you're looking well.
I look marvelous.
And how are you feeling?
I told you I feel all right.
Well, you look good.
I'm not complaining.
Well, my old pal. My goodness, I wouldn't have known you.
It's been years since I saw you.
Oh, a long time.
I'm a big man now.
You look like a big man.
Prosperous.
Yes, you're all dressed up.
Say, how do you like this suit?
Fine, why don't you buy it?
It's all paid for.
Well, all right.
Well, certainly.
You've been away a long time, Al.
I was away about 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, doing time?
Oh, no, working.
Working.
Oh, I've been doing wonderful.
Yes, you've changed.
Yeah, I've got taller.
Yes, you've put some weight on.
That's the idea.
Oh, you look fine.
I look great.
And how are you feeling?
Yeah. Are you going to start that again?
Well, what do you mean,
Harold? I told you, I feel all right.
Aren't you my pal?
I've been your pal for years.
Well, all right.
You and I know each other for years.
Certainly.
Born and raised together.
Positively.
Went to school together.
That's it.
Say, you were on the football team.
That's me.
I remember.
I was the drawback.
Yes. I knew something was the matter with the team.
Yes, I want to see you get ahead, Harold.
I know it.
Yes, you need one.
Now, listen, here, Harold. Is that a nice thing to do?
Oh, I'm your pal, aren't I?
Well, certainly.
All right, how's all your folks?
My folks?
Yes.
Wonderful.
How's your mother?
Fine. How's your mother?
Fine. How's your mother?
I told you all right.
Well, all right.
Oh, don't be saying those
can't
things.
Can't I ask those things?
But haven't I informed you?
All right. And how's Uncle Ed?
My Uncle Ed?
Uncle Ed.
Uncle Ed died 6 months ago.
Is that so?
Yes, my Uncle Ed passed away.
My God, I'm glad to hear that. How's he feeling?
I told you he died.
Oh, he's dead.
That's it.
Sure. I thought you said he passed away. Yeah.
Well, that's the same thing.
Sure.
There's no difference.
I don't blame you.
Of course
not. And what are you doing for a living?
My livelihood?
Yes.
I'm a bootlegger.
Bootlegger?
Surely.
Well, look at that badge.
You're a revenue officer.
Certainly.
You and I are in the same business.
The same business?
That's great.
Sure. Have you good stuff?
Anything you want.
On the level.
Yeah.
Have you good liquor?
Marvelous liquor.
I love good liquor.
Take a tip from me, will you?
Yes.
Be careful where you buy your liquor. There's some bad stuff around.
Well, bad stuff,
you
huh?
Bet.
Well, I got a hold of some bad liquor.
Did you?
I had to go to the doctor.
No kidding.
Yes, I had an x-ray picture taken of my liver.
Of your liver?
If they turn out all right, I'll let you have one.
Thank you.
We can get some bacon. We'll have liver and bacon.
That's great.
Sure, sure. Have you good beer?
Wonderful beer.
On the level?
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you an order.
Go ahead.
Get us a good can of beer.
Let me have the money.
Hmm?
Let me have the money to get the beer.
I don't get the name.
Yeah. No, no. The money to buy the beer.
Oh, the money?
That's it.
You'll excuse me.
You'll pardon my round shoulders.
Hmm?
You'll pardon my round shoulders.
Yes, excuse my flat feet.
Yes, yeah, sure.
Harold.
What?
Anyone can get beer when they have the money.
They can.
Yes.
What do you mean?
That is not clever.
It isn't.
That is not clever.
Well, explain yourself.
Listen.
What?
Get beer.
Yes.
Without the money.
What's that?
That's clever.
Clever.
That's clever.
That's easy.
Well, get the beer.
All right. There's your can of beer.
Where?
Right there.
Well, there's no beer in this can.
Oh, well, anyone can drink beer when it's in the can.
Yes.
That's not clever.
No.
Drink beer when it's not in the can.
That's clever.
Drink the beer.
Ho, ho.
Hey, hey.